This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the solution, part of the conversation. It's always good to be part of the conversation. It really is. Because if you do that, right, if you're part of the conversation, then you get different points of view, different ways to look at things. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time you do spend sending me messages and being part of the solution, as I said. It's a big deal. If you head up to the website, though, you can actually even help me out more. There's a couple things going on up there. First of all, give me your email address. I want your email address. We send out one email a week, let you know kind of things that are going on, who's going to be on the show. I said earlier that, you know, we had David Horowitz was on the show earlier this week. I was getting a charge out of it when people said, wow, is there any way I can find out who's coming on the show? Yes! Sign up for the email. Really, that simple. If you don't like the email thing, because I know some of you don't, I don't much care for it either. It's so hard to keep up with. You can text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. That'll give you, send out an email a couple times a week, let you know that the show's coming on and the topic of discussion for the night. And again, I so much appreciate the time you're with us. All right, so, and there's a lot of other stuff you can do up there on the website. I just don't want to, I don't want to waste the whole time telling you about the website. Head over there, therealside.com, at some point in time. Write it down, get over there later. All right, CNN's Don Lemon, right, he's accused of assault in a sexually charged encounter at a New York bar. Now, look, let's just, fair is fair. We always say the same thing, right? Fair is fair. And he's not guilty until proven innocent, unlike what they love to do to President Trump. No, he is innocent until proven guilty. But I always think it's funny because these guys, they're holier than thou. They're purer than pure. Primetime host Don Lemon, he's accused of a bizarre sexually charged assault of a bartender in New York's Tony Hamptons last year in a civil suit filed earlier this week. See, I haven't been up in the Hamptons, so I wouldn't know. I don't think they won't let my kind in there, us Fredo types. CNN primetime host I don't get this part. Bizarre sexual? Dustin Heiss of Florida said at the lawsuit that he was living in the Hamptons and working at the Old Stove Pub during the summer of 2018. On July 15th, after closing, Heiss claimed that he left with the owner and co-workers to party at another bar, Murph's Backstreet Tavern. Okay, where they saw Lemon, recognized the newsman, Heiss offered to buy him a vodka drink called a Lemon Drop. Lemon declined the offer, Heiss claimed, but later approached him inside the establishment. He said, Lemon put his hand down the front of my shorts and vigorously touched me over and over again. I don't want to say what it says. He removed his hand and then shoved his index and middle fingers into the plaintiff's mustache and under the plaintiff's nose. You're pretty disgusting, don't you think? Never mind. Lemon allegedly asked the crude question about Heiss's sexual preference, leaving him shocked and humiliated with the other people around him. Isn't that kind of like them getting all upset about President Trump saying he liked, women let him grab them in the wrong place? I guess that's not the same thing, right? Because he already said it. Here, Lemon is actually accused of doing it. CNN denied Heise's account and said that Heise seemed to bear animosity towards the cable news network. The plaintiff, and oh, he must be a Trump lover. They'll figure that out eventually, right? But at least, whether it's true or not, they'll at least put it up. The plaintiff in this lawsuit has previously displayed a pattern of contempt for CNN on his social media accounts. So, yeah, right, him and millions of other people. The claim follows his unsuccessful threats and demands for an exorbitant amount of money from Don Lemon. Don categorically denies the claims. But look, and again, as I said earlier, we're all innocent. We all, even the ones we don't like, we're all innocent until proven guilty. Mr. Lemon, who was wearing a pair of short sandals and a T-shirt, and he goes through the whole thing as to what he did. In the suit, Heisoff also said that Lemon was different from the Me Too advocate, who he often saw on TV. I mean, do we find out with most of these people, don't we? That they're totally different when the cameras are off? They're not the saints they try to be. You know, it's really, really funny how these guys have try to take the moral high ground, try to teach us about morality, and in their own lives they have none, absolutely none. Right? I love the CNN. There was a title on one of the things that went by on CNN about the unsubstantiated video about Cuomo. I thought, when I was looking for this story, I thought that was kind of funny. What's to be substantiated? I mean, really, no, seriously, what's to be substantiated? You look there, it's him. It's his face. He's screaming. He's making the noise. What needs to be substantiated? If I just find that so amusing. Buttigieg had an awkward moment. Is that the name? Did I finally get it right? Somebody tell me. Buttigieg, Buttigieg, whatever. I find this stuff always amazing. You know, the one thing I learned in politics is you never go into a situation unless you know the answer. You know, you don't put it out there unless you know what the return's going to be. So apparently, he was at the South Bend, Indiana, presidential candidate in South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Had an awkward campaign trail encounter Tuesday with a woman in Iowa who told him she once met the late Robert Kennedy. The Democrat was campaigning at the Iowa State Fair, where they all were kind of out of place. Did you notice that? I mean, these guys are so out of touch with middle America, they don't even know how to shake hands with these people or talk with these people. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft.
I'm sorry, I was enjoying the music so much.
And he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now.
We're back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. I mean, really. Come on, that's good stuff. I love that kind of music. Always have, always will. Takes a little talent to sing that. Some of the stuff, not so much, you know? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, please, you know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Give me some comments for the show. Let me know what you think. And not only that, you know, if you head over to the website, you know, there's so much there you can check out. You can check out the stories. You can hit that little donate button. That's right. You guys don't realize, and it's not just me, it's a lot of people in our business, you don't realize how much social media has kind of, I don't want to say taken us down, because I don't mean it that way, but, you know, how hard they have made it for us to make any money. Right? I mean, how hard they have made it for us to get the information out there. Because we are, all of us, we're pushing hard to get our message out on social media, and they've done a great job at Squirrelsy, and some of the regulars in the chat room or who are on Facebook will always say there's a problem through Facebook, which is why we've made other options available for you. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out the website, therealside.com. We're talking about Pete. If I don't get this right, I'm not doing it on purpose. I just can't pronounce his name. Pete Buttigieg, whatever. And he was out and about, and he was at the state fair, which is really kind of funny, because if you look at them again, they look so awkward there, don't they? You almost feel bad for them. They look so awkward. And they were out there, you know, I mean, this is like meat man. This is real American meat man country, you know? So he ran into a woman who said that she once met with the late Robert F. Kennedy. And that was pretty exciting for her. She said he was also at the Iowa State Fair. When the woman approached him, she said she met Kennedy in 1968. She said, I shook Robert Kennedy's hand. Buttigieg responded, so you're good luck then. Shows you how smart he is. She said, not really. He was shot a month later. Boom-boom-ch. I mean, seriously. He should have thought it through a little bit, don't you think? Kennedy, former senator and attorney general, beloved by liberals, was assassinated in California in 68. It's a terrible thing. Look, whether you run the, you know, again, I hope some of you, my listeners anyway, I hope you're not like this, because I don't want you as a listener if you are. Human beings are human beings. All right? I mean, Robert Kennedy was killed, assassinated. You know, you want to get rid of him, vote him out. You don't kill the man. Right? And you remember, you know, so many people, and you know, some of you, when I say stuff like this, you're like, yeah, well, we know he was assassinated. You'd be surprised how many people don't know he was assassinated. And John was assassinated in 63. And these guys have been all over the Iowa State Fair, which, you know, good for them. That's all I got to say. It's good for them. But again, when you look at them, you just see how out of place they are. And I actually kind of enjoy that. A little freaky, but I kind of enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? 855 Real Joe. I'm hitting all the stories I normally can't get to. You know, some of you are listening and going, what the heck? I don't know if you guys heard about this today. I mean, it happened. It seemed to go by so fast. A lot of people were just flat out weren't paying attention. And it's too bad. Because it's a big deal. The FBI is investigating a targeted attack in which shots were fired into an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office. You talk about the rhetoric and how much of the nasties it puts out there. And they get on Trump. You know, it's funny how they cannot draw a line between the two, which I just find total, because they're supposed to be so much smarter than we are, right? And when you think about what they're doing, they're saying the reason that we were having this violence is because President Trump keeps putting his hatred out there, you know, for other people. He keeps putting his hatred out there for different groups. And that the squad, who you haven't heard much from lately, have you? I wonder if somebody actually sat on them and said, knock it off. But the squad is in fear of their lives because of what President Trump keeps saying or intimating towards them. But does that stop the left from, you know, openly ripping on ICE? They should be abolished. They're Nazis. They're cruel. They're nasty people. I mean, can they not pull that together? Because they're supposed to be smarter than us. I would think this would be a slam dunk for them. The shooting occurred around 3 o'clock at the ICE building, where two floors that house administrative and executive offices were targeted. That's according to the San Antonio Express News. Now, the outlet reported another shooting occurred in a separate facility where an ICE contractor was located. Now, again, the FBI agent in charge, Chris Combs, said that those responsible They knew what they were shooting at. They knew what they were doing. All of the shots that we have found are on the floors where ICE had offices, Combs said. No question, a very targeted attack. It's not a secret facility. You can go online. It's the address is out there all over the place. So they did some research. They knew what floors ICE was on. They knew what the buildings that were, and they knew what the buildings they hit, what offices they hit. There was a man that was detained shortly after the shooting, but released because the authorities determined that he was not connected to any part of the incident. But this is the hypocrisy behind the left. You know, they talk about turning down the rhetoric. Stop creating problems. Stop making it or enticing violence. And what are they doing? Daniel Bible, the field office director for the agency's enforcement and removal operations in San Antonio, he blamed the shooting on elected officials, the media, and the activists for a breakdown in political discourse. They're pushing violent acts. This is coming from them now, not me. Political rhetoric and misinformation that various politicians, media outlets, and activist groups recklessly disseminate. He's so right. You know, when AOC goes out there and says they're drinking out of toilets without really understanding what they were doing, what the facility was, or what it was about, it's disgusting. It's irresponsible. They don't call her out. She's one of their darlings, you know. He says when they disseminate this wrong information about ICE, they bring it on them. He says that ICE's mission only it serves to further encourage these acts of violence when you keep calling them out as Nazi agents. He said, think about this. ICE officers put their lives on the line each and every day to keep our community safe. Now, see, what's really funny is the left will tell you, no, they're not. By pulling these illegals out of these communities, you're making it worse. It's like, give me a break. More on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Dayton, Ohio, police released surveillance video of the timeline of the mass shooting there in which 9 people were killed.
They're going to see the shooter enter from the patio. The sister and friend are still on the patio. He's going to speak with the doorman for a minute. He's going to exit.
Police say he shot 26 people in only 32 seconds. With more information, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal is claiming there is no evidence that the mass murderer obtained the weapons used to kill 9 people and wound 17 others illegally. The police chief also says there's no evidence to indicate the murderer's companion knew in advance what he planned to do.
Does not seem to be any indication that he was aware, as I said before, the existence of the weapons in the trunk or what the assailant intended to do that night.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You know, it's funny because, you know, checking these numbers over my shoulders from time to time. They're putting up numbers from the Iowa State Fair or what have you. Apparently Warren and Bernie, the Sanders, are way down on the happy list there in Iowa, which I don't doubt. No, if you think about it, I mean, think about where he is on that list. Anyway, I just get a kick out of that. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody sent me a link. I don't know how real this is, but it's in the New York Post, you know, so it's got to be real, right? So anyway, Cuomo, I guess, was interviewed. This goes back to a story I was doing earlier. Cuomo was interviewed by Curtis Sowa on his AM 970 radio show in New York in January 2010, about whether his brother Andrew might seek the Democratic nomination for governor. So Sowa said that he dubbed the Cuomo family like the Cuomo Nostra, which is, you know, like the Cosa Nostra, right? The mafia, if you would. And he said it's a group of people, politicos, who always hint that they might run, but not necessarily plunge all the way in, but they seem to be all members of the Cuomo family. So you ready for this one? So Cuomo says, so who am I then, Fredo? So he referred to himself as Fredo. And the guy says, yeah, exactly. So you better be careful that your brother Andrew doesn't kiss you on both cheeks and then all of a sudden you're gone. And they made light of it and they moved on. Right? So it was okay for him to talk about it at one point in time, but now all of a sudden it's not. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, I get a kick out of these guys who forget their past. We were talking about the ICE offices that were shot up, not officers, offices, right, where there was some shootings that took place. Nobody got hurt, thank God. But you can imagine, if this was the other way around and Republicans had been talking about ICE agents like this and you had these shootings, can you imagine? You realize that the majority of Christian conservatives, I don't know how you have to break that up, but the majority of Christians, when they speak against Planned Parenthood or against abortion, and a Planned Parenthood gets shot up or broken up or something happens there, they always blame us for the incident. So it should be the same thing here, right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. Okay, some fun stories now. Not really, but best I can do. Apparently, 22% of millennials say they have no friends. They're known as the loneliest generation, right? This is great. We go from the greatest generation to the loneliest generation. That's because they think that they think that their friends are those 600 people on Facebook that they have. They don't even know who these people are. They don't even know if the picture on their friend page, if that picture is actually a picture of them. A recent YouGov study reported that 30% of millennials say they always or often feel lonely, a higher percentage compared to their Gen X and baby boomer counterparts. Additionally, 25% of millennials in the poll say that they have no acquaintances. That's the other thing. Not everybody's your friend. You may know somebody. It's one of the things when I moved to California, my California friends are going to get a little upset with me here. When I moved to California, the thing that made me crazy was everybody became friends overnight. Like 24 hours, you're this guy's best buddy. I was never that way. I mean, I grew up in Boston. You know, 24 years, you might be best friends. Right? He says, while the research didn't necessarily examine the cause behind the millennial generation's seemingly chronic loneliness, the study points to earlier studies that determine social media. I've been saying, yeah, I have a degree in nothing. Okay? And I've been saying this for so long, that social media is killing relationships. Just killing them. Study points to earlier studies that determine social media and the internet as potential influences. One study from the University of Pennsylvania found the link between social media use and decreased well-being. I can see that. You know, I heard a psychologist once talking about the fact that many people on Facebook and places like that, they're looking at what everybody else has. Right? They're looking around, look, so-and-so has this, and so-and-so, I mean, there's people that seem to go on vacation, 15 out of 30 days a month. And there are people sitting there going, well, I'm working hard, why can't I do that? They're feeling bad about themselves. Why aren't they doing better? Why didn't they get the new car? Why didn't they move to the bigger house? And that's what social media is doing for you. As a matter of fact, if anything, social media, right, is increasing envy among us. Why don't I have, why can't I do what they're doing? YouGov study found that 31% of Americans say that they find it difficult to make friends. 53% attribute shyness as the cause. While another 27% said that they don't feel like they need friends. I must be in there. Similarly, 26% of those who find it difficult to make friends say that they don't have any hobbies or interests that they can facilitate a friendship. Well, because we're not introducing our kids to stuff. Think about it. When your kids are small, what are they doing? A lot of times, they're playing on that stupid iPad, the iPhone, watching television. When was the last time you saw kids out in the backyard playing on bikes out front in hordes? Big groups. Right? I mean, my parents on the weekends were like, get out of the house. Don't come back in until the streetlights come on. Because somebody was always feeding somebody lunch in town, so. But, I mean, think of it. Remember, some of you remember, I know, I'm not talking about the good old days, because everybody says, oh, yeah, everybody says that about there. No, but, I mean, we were outside. We were in the sun. We were in the darkness. We were in the rain. We were in the warmth. I mean, we were outside in the elements. We learned how to deal. We played football in the streets. In the streets. When you went down, it wasn't the dirt or on grass. It was on concrete or tar. It didn't make us more men or whatever, but it just made you less afraid of things. So you got hurt. And he came back from it. But the studies in Dudismal, however, reports that despite perceived obstacles, friendships are still being forged. 42% of Americans said that they made a new friend within the last 6 months. Even the loneliest generation of millennials is doing well. 38% report that they have made a new friend in the last 6 months. 70% of millennials report that they have at least one best friend. And, well, how can you have more than one best friend? I just started to have this conversation with a six-year-old. Everybody can't be your best. Right? Best friend, 49% say that between one and four close friends. I would say that's true. I probably have less than two handfuls of close friends. The study looked at 1,200 adults age 18 and older. Didn't report data for Gen Z or for the older adults. It's funny, somebody just put it in the chat, one of the chat rooms, that we played street hockey He called it something else, but street hockey. We did. We played street hockey and ice hockey. We used to rent the ice hockey rink and go out there and play. And you know, you got along with other people. You made it work. You got together. California's background check law has pretty much had absolutely no impact on gun deaths. Oh, I'm not laughing because people are dying. I'm laughing because these guys know so much, and they know nothing. A new academic study has found that, once again, gun laws are not having their desired effect. See, I think every law along these lines, these type of laws, I think every one of them should expire in 5 years. Every single one of them. All right, that it doesn't self-renew, that the legislature has to take another look at it. They have to make sure that it is actually doing what it was meant to do, or else it goes away. A joint study conducted by researchers at Johns Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health, and the University of California at Davis found that the California's much-touted mandated background checks have had no impact on gun deaths. Researchers are puzzled. It made sense to them, didn't it? In 1991, California simultaneously imposed comprehensive background checks for firearm sales, prohibited gun sales, and gun possession to people convicted of misdemeanor violent crimes. The legislation mandated that all gun sales, including private transactions, would have to go through a California-licensed federal firearms dealer. See, so we already have all this stuff they're talking about doing on a federal level. It doesn't work. Shotguns, rifles, handguns, they became subject to a 15-day waiting period to make certain that all gun purchases had gone through the proper channels. Isn't that interesting? So California's already done what the country wants to do and proven that it doesn't work. Is anybody surprised? Well, I'm never surprised when California fails. Right? Always interesting to me. Joe Mazzia, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. God, you know what? You got to love Charlie Daniels, right? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so long. Thanks so much for being with me. You can tell we're in a stretch. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Unlike California. It's funny how California, their legislators always think they got all the answers, and they just never work. I mean, some of the craziest laws they pass, never really, really, really work. And the background checks had no impact on gun deaths. That's according to a John Hopkins study. And there's more than that. I mean, this stuff has been going on for years. Like criminals. I mean, do you really think that all those killings going on in Baltimore and Chicago, every one of those people been through a background check before they buy their illegal handguns? You think they're going down to the corner store, the corner gun store, to get the gun they're actually looking for? I don't think so. But I love it. I love the fact that they actually believe that kind of stuff. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do very much appreciate the time that you spend with us. This is the stuff that just I roll over laughing with. Because they've got all the answers, they actually have none of the answers, and they won't admit to it. And in San Francisco, I mean, all these stories are great, and California is the best place to talk about it. If you got stories from your local areas, feel free to send them to me. Send them to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. San Francisco has recently been known for more of its quality of life problems. You can't afford to live there. And if you can't afford to live there, you got to buy extra shoes and all kinds of other stuff to step over the human excrement and other things in the streets, including needles and others. San Francisco has, it's got a real, a real disease problem in and around town. Now, you'd think that city officials would be doing everything they can to lure, tourists there, business travelers, businesses back to the city. They don't care if people are leaving. They actually believe in their head that better people will fill those spots. So apparently San Francisco's reputation as being the fourth most expensive city in America, having the world's fifth worst traffic congestion. We're talking about the world's fifth. Not America's fifth, the world's fifth worst traffic congestion. It's out of control homeless problem. This is not enough. Now it wants to annoy travelers. Right, San Francisco International Airport announced last week that starting on August 20th, the airport shops and restaurants may no longer sell plastic water bottles. It's just great. And the troubling display of governmental officials trying to dictate people's beverage choices. This goes back to Bloomberg, right? You can't buy 64 ounces, but you can buy 232. In a troubling display of governmental overreach trying to dictate people's beverage choices, there's even an SFO-approved water bottle list on the airport's website, which lists a painful detail the brands and packaging of water that are approved for sale. They're sitting around, right? Let's not talk about the homeless problem there. Let's not help get the homeless problem under control. No. Let's worry about what kind of water bottles people are eating, right? According to the airport, only reusable water bottles, recyclable aluminum, glass, and certified compostable water bottles can instead be provided or sold. I mean, these people are so eco-freaks, or so eco-freaky, right, that they're not looking at the realities of what's going on around them. Airport spokesman Doug Yackel told the San Francisco Chronicle that, hey, we're the first airport, we're the first, that we're aware of to implement this change. So important. God. Just like we recently had, what was the law they passed? Women cannot be, or people cannot be discriminated for natural hair. I still haven't figured that one out, because the only thing I could find in the bill we talked about it last night is that they're talking about dreadlocks and those kind of things. So it's aimed at, for African-American women. I, being in the corporate world for years, never heard of that. I'd love people to send me proof that they were fired or not given a job because of their hairstyle and that it didn't directly affect their job. Right? He goes on to say, sadly, they're not the first in California to propose banning plastic bottles. Kerry Jackson wrote earlier in the paper that California lawmakers have a new target in California's war on plastics. That's right. Those handy bottles of shampoo, conditioner, body wash, lotions, all the ones that the hotels hand out. Right? I mean, look, we have a homeless problem. We've got a water problem in this state. And the only thing that the legislature is doing on a grand scale is making sure that plastic doesn't get into the system. That's right. You know what I think should happen? I think hotels should start closing down. No, seriously. I think we should put a sign up when you walk into a hotel. Just like I won't name the coffee shop here. I love these people. They put a big sign in the window, and the sign says, you have to ask me for a straw because our illustrious California legislature has decided that if I give you a straw before you ask, I could be fined. I'm putting it right in their faces. I think that's wonderful. So let's look at the real practical problems that's caused by this plan that the illustrious legislators have figured out. The plan has the effect of government picking winners and losers, right? That's really what they're doing here. Think about it. They're telling you what water bottle companies are approved and which ones aren't. Aren't they kind of acting as a cheerleader for that particular company? Why is the governmental effectively outlawing the sale of an otherwise legal product? like a plastic water bottle. Why would they do that? California should have the choice to decide which legal products that they buy and consume. We don't need the government telling us what to buy, where to buy it. It's a practical matter. I mean, think about something. If you don't buy water bottles and you buy water cups, right? It's even more stuff to throw away. I can't have a straw. What about the cup? Is the cup going to be plastic? Pseudo-plastic? Travelers can take their own water with them into the airport. No one can bring more than 3 ounces of any liquid through the security. Right? It could also complicate the loading of airplanes as passengers are already lugging too much onto the planes. Encouraging people to lug a large and bulky metal reusable water bottle, that could be a problem, don't you think? And then you got all these water bottles that at least you drink or they're hanging out, you throw them away. Nothing can grow inside of them. You're worried about all kinds of stuff growing in the water. According to Penn State University, there are many damaging pathogens that live inside of water fountains. They cause people to get sick on a regular basis. E. coli, Legionella, and coliform are three types of bacteria found in water fountains. Okay, drinking water also contains viruses, chemicals, metals, and so on. They can cause some major stomach problems. And, you know, it's always good that if half the people on the plane end up with, diarrhea, vomiting, and having problems while they're in the air. The goal for the officials, they said, was to cut down on littering and improve on plastic recycling rates. What? So if you got plastic bottles and you put them in the plastic recycling, what's the problem? My city trying to hit a rate of, I think it was 60% recyclables from the homes. Kerry Jackson, the writer, also noted in a recent City Journal op-ed, only about 1% of all plastic in the ocean is from the U.S. Whoa! You mean the us nasty people here in California and the United States, we're not really contributing to that like they said we were? You know, I don't even think the California legislators, they are so concerned with everybody else but Americans. Think about how they feel about the border stuff. Think of how they feel about illegals being in school, getting health care, right, getting education, about making sure they mean, it's not like we're already deficit spending. They can tell you they have a surplus. That's a lie. There's a lot of numbers that they're leaving also surplus numbers. And on top of that, when it comes to this quote-unquote surplus, Jerry Brown pushed a lot of liability down to the local counties and the school districts. Big difference from saying I got the budget under control. I've joked in the past that I said, look, think about something. If you have a business, if you're self-employed, you have a little business of yours on the side. Maybe you bought a truck for that business, right? Or car for that business. But you're using your home car, and you're paying it out of your own home pocket. Can you imagine going home and telling your wife, hey, I saved us $250 on a car payment today. And everybody's all excited. All you did was move the car payment from your personal account to your business account. It's sitting in a different bucket. Different bucket has to pay for it. Different way of dealing with it. Doesn't make it any different, though. The money's still coming out of your pocket. Same thing in California. Jerry Brown pushed all these mandates down on schools and counties. If they had balanced the state budget, he should have kept going on saying, on the backs of schools and counties. So he balanced nothing. We're still in financial trouble. Joe Messina, your host. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me tonight. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me and the time you interact with me. Have a great day, a great rest of the day, and God bless.